Welcome to Life After Corporate, your ultimate guide for making the leap from corporate leader to entrepreneur. I'm Deb Boulanger, entrepreneur, executive leader, and founder of the Launch Lab for Women Entrepreneurs. This is your time to break through the glass ceiling once and for all and get your ticket to the C-suite. Come back each week to get the leading strategies, advice, and tools that will give you the skills and confidence you need to replace your corporate paycheck. Are you ready? Let's go. While you may procrastinate your way through your corporate job without much effect, because at the end of the day, you can always cram in your deliverables. As an entrepreneur, you are the creator of your destiny. Your results become what you create only when your soul wins over your ego. Your ego will do anything to protect you from stepping out and shining bright. Your ego will keep you small and keep those limiting beliefs swirling around in your head. They sound like this, but I don't know what to say. Oh, I don't like the way I look today. Who am I to blah, blah, blah? You can insert your own inner dialogue here. And I gotta share the real truth with you here. This podcast is late because I was in resistance and saying those things to myself. I was resisting recording this episode about how to master your inner game. Oh my God, right? Talk about imposter syndrome. So welcome back to another episode of Life After Corporate, my friend. And if you're new to our show, welcome home. You're in for a real ride today. Resistance is a bitch, my friend. It really takes to make the leap from leader to entrepreneur, make money, and make an impact through your work. There's no hiding out when you are the CEO of your own business, my friend. You are the creator, the transformer. You are inventing something where nothing existed before, and you're delivering amazing results to your clients. And that takes guts. It's not easy. That's why not everyone is cut out for entrepreneurship. It is a creative pursuit. As the writer Stephen Pressfield puts it in his book, The War of Art, the more scared we are of our work or calling, the more sure we can be that we have to do it. Resistance, my friend, is fear of doing the work. Pressfield goes on to say, the amateur first believes she must overcome fear to begin this work. The professional knows that fear can never be overcome. She knows there's no such thing as a fearless warrior or a dread-free artist. Yes, resistance is a bitch. It's the signal that you are clearly stepping out of your comfort zone and playing a much bigger game. It's so much easier to put on a pot of soup, which I did an hour ago, or to do 3 loads of laundry, which I did yesterday. And even though that outdoor sofa is calling my name on what promises to be one of the last truly warm and gorgeous days of fall in the Northeast, I sat my ass down on a stool in my kitchen to write my notes for the show. I've been fighting resistance all week, and I've made a commitment every week to go live in the Life After Corporate Facebook group on Mondays. And this week, I was literally whining to myself before I went live. Oh, I don't like how I look today. What do you want to say? I hate it when I ramble and I'm not sure what needs to be heard today. So let's face it, it's not always easy to be seen and heard. I am part of a generation that didn't grow up with a cell phone in my hand. I had a princess phone in my bedroom, my friend. And when I got to college, there were hall phones. So you actually used a payphone in the hallway to make phone calls unless you were lucky enough to get a phone installed in your room. And if I haven't mentioned it yet, my debacle on national television at 5 years old when I fell flat on my face in Miss Bonnie's romper room, well, then you don't know about my early trauma with cameras. Seriously, that did happen. And I think in some perverse way, it's still at work when resistance hits me today. Eventually, I just said, screw it, right? And I went live. I had a short conversation with my people about the focus for the week and how you can take advantage of the trainings that we're serving up in the Launch Lab. It was not a big deal. It felt fine. I'm sure no one noticed that I was in deep resistance before I went live. It just made it that much more difficult. I made it hard on myself by procrastinating and letting it get under my skin. So I don't feel this way with my clients, and I'm sure you don't either. I love supporting the women leaders in the Launch Lab who are launching their next great thing. I love supporting them in showing up big and finding the courage to shine. And if I can't get past resistance, then how can I help others? And so it goes. And I put another load of sheets in the washing machine. Oh, wait, I think the dishwasher needs emptying. And oh, is that the dog whining to go out right now? So if you can relate, drop your comments in a review. I'd love to hear them. How do you get past resistance? Do you want to know? You go through it. When you make this leap, you will be called upon to play a bigger game than you've ever played before. Making it to a leadership role or even the C-suite is a cakewalk compared to building your career as an entrepreneur. When you are the CEO, no one is giving you your goals or determining your to-do list. It's likely that you don't have a big team when you're first starting out, and no one is clamoring for time on your calendar. To get attention on your new business, you're going to have to shine. And that can make you more than a bit uncomfortable as a new entrepreneur. So it's time for conscious action, for self-compassion, and making courageous choices. And I confess, I've been exploring this entire mindset and psychology space for decades. I've been a self-help junkie from the time I was in my early 20s and reading passages by Gail Sheehy and books on self-actualization by the psychologist Abraham Maslow and the work of Byron Katie. Most recently, I've been spending time reading Barbara Stanley's book, Sacred Success, which we've been talking a lot about in our Launch Lab live calls. And I'll be sharing a little bit more about that later and hope to get Barbara on a future episode, as she is the bomb when it comes to money and mindset. And the fascinating thing about this whole issue about having the guts to shine is that most of the women entrepreneurs I know are introverts. So this isn't easy for them to step out on social media, to get in front of people by leading webinars or speaking from the stage or launching online courses and promoting themselves in the market, especially right now when all of this promotion is happening online. And regardless of your service offering or your brand, when you first start out, especially, people are buying you. So what do you stand for? What is your why? What makes you different? And what is your ROA, your return on advantage, that we spoke about in episode 25? So the secret to beating resistance is just doing it. Stepping outside of what you are comfortable doing and doing what it takes. You find your voice by using your voice. And even for this podcast episode, which I admit to noodling around with for several days and procrastinating sitting down and recording this for you right now, writing those notes and then not liking what I put in the notes and getting distracted with my day, doing more laundry, washing more dishes, I finally just sat down to do it. In Barbara Stanley's new book, or not in her new book, but in Barbara Stanley's book, Sacred Success, she quotes Oprah as saying, "The path to my success was never about attaining incredible wealth or celebrity. The whole point of being alive is to evolve into the complete person you were intended to be." Barbara goes on to say, "Our fear of power is our fear of becoming who we really are." And what I've learned is that when you make that commitment to show up for yourself and your people in that way, you grow. You grow, you shine, you start seeing yourself in a much different way. You start seeing yourself in ways that other people outside of you have been seeing you all along. And it's only that inner critic that prevents you from doing what you need to do in order to get your message out there and be seen and heard by the people who are literally searching for you. This week in our Launch Lab live call, I said, even if you do a webinar to one person, you give that person your all and you gather up all of your energy and act like there are 100 people on that call. Give it everything you have. It's a practice, my friend. That time when I was on television at 5 years old and fell flat on my face is when I started having resistance to being seen. It just reinforced my desire to be an introvert. And the truth is, being an introvert and being an entrepreneur are counter strategies. You can't be successful as an entrepreneur unless you have some elaborate e-commerce business model where you're pushing products and online sales. As a coach or a consultant or a service provider, you're out front. You have to step out front. You have to be seen and heard. People are buying you, especially when they first start out, especially when you first start out. So take a moment and reflect on how many times you've procrastinated or resisted doing what you know you need to do in order to succeed. Now ask yourself, what do I really want? Which is also an exercise in Barbara Stanley's book, Sacred Success. Ask yourself, what do I really want? Riff on that for 5 minutes. We did it in the Launch Lab this week, and it was so freeing. What is it that you really want? Barbara goes on to have us write, if that's what you really want, why don't I really want it? Meaning, why are you resisting doing what it takes to get what it is that you really want? What is the source of your resistance? Mostly, it's because your psyche has a groove of its own, a dysfunctional reward system whereby it gets to feel good when it stays small. When you stay safe and stay in what's known, even in those perverse ways, it just feels horrible and it doesn't get you to where you want to be. So getting past resistance means we need to stop being amateurs as our business. Getting past resistance means we need to stop being amateurs at our business and turn pro. In Turning Pro, Pressfield's follow-up book to The War of Art, he writes, when we turn pro, we give up a life that we have become extremely comfortable with. We give up a self that we have come to identify with and to call our own. Turning pro is free, but it demands sacrifice. The passage from amateur to professional is often achieved via an interior odyssey whose trials are survived only at great cost, emotionally, psychologically, and spiritually. We pass through a membrane when we turn pro. It's messy and it's scary. We tread in blood when we turn pro. And what we get when we turn pro? What we get is we find our power, we find our will and our voice, and we find our self-respect. We become who we always were, but had until then been afraid to embrace and live out. Resistance is a bitch, my friend. It's a signal that it's time for you to step away from the fear, tame your inner beast, shush the ego, and put your ass in the chair. It's time for you to go pro. That's it for now, my friend. Thank you for listening in to Life After Corporate. This episode was brought to you by the Launch Lab for Women Entrepreneurs, where women leaders are stepping out to make an impact with their skills and replacing the salaries they left behind. According to Sheryl Sandberg and McKinsey, 1 in 4 women leaders will leave the corporate workforce this year. Make this your year to shine by connecting to your purpose and finding the courage to go pro. Stay tuned for more in this series on Mastering Your Inner Game. I promise you there are some deep insights ahead and amazing experts that I can't wait to introduce to you. That's it for now. Till next time. Thanks for listening, my friend. If you enjoyed this show, please head over to iTunes and subscribe and leave us a review. And be sure to hop over to the Life After Corporate Facebook group and join other growing entrepreneurs to get weekly tips on how to create more money and meaning doing work you love.